Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. NAFRS is going to hire a program coordinator for a year. Vice Chair Glenn Caster said they expected to hire a consultant, but
it turned out that one of the firemen is excellently qualified for this, Sean Simonson, so he'll start October 1st.
Simonson also works for the City of Northfield as engineering manager. As for what he'll do,
because we didn't quite know how NAFRS was really going to operate, we sort of threw everything in the kitchen sink into the agreement in terms of what powers the board has and so forth. And some of that is not consistent with other documents that a fire department has to operate under, standard operating guidelines.
He's also tasked with documenting and clarifying administrative duties.
It'll help us prepare board packages. It'll help us go through documents and make sure they're consistent, change where we need to. Just basic things like who has hiring authority, who has signature authority.
This position is part of what a full-time fire chief would do. This is also the position that Dundas was questioning as a committee authorized the hiring rather than running it by the Joint Powers Board. All three entities, Northfield, Dundas, and Rural, signed off on it last week. Details of the pay were not disclosed, but Caster had said previously that it would be around $40 an hour. The job will require about 10 hours a week. On Monday, October 1st, there will be a public tour of Greenville Park Elementary School from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Northfield School Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said,
"We've got about 30 minutes or so of presentation and tour of the facility, and then an opportunity for folks to ask questions."
There will be two more opportunities for the public to take a tour of the school, October 9th and 13th, as we head toward November 6th, when the community will vote on a school referendum that includes a new elementary school on the Greenville site and utilizing the existing school as an early childhood education center. In addition to the formal tours, Hillman said there's a lot more information on the district's website, including a tax calculator to help you know how much it will cost you should the referendum succeed.
The bond referendum that's on the ballot, just about $41 million, will cost the average taxpayer in Northfield, owner of a $250,000 home, $27 a year, or $2.25 a month.
You can also call the school district office with questions. As cleanup from the recent storm continues for Rice County residents, the Rice County landfill will be open tomorrow from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., with extended hours for yard waste only that are 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. That includes leaves, brush, grass clippings, branches, twigs, etc. No bags unless compostable, no lumber, no rocks, no stumps. If you bring anything else during that time, 1 to 5, you'll be turned away. The landfill is at 3800 East 145th Street in Dundas. Rice County is also asking for more volunteers in Faribault. That info is on kymnradio.net, as is a map for Northfield's compost site at Babcock Park, which is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. And motorists on I-35 in Faribault are now encountering single-lane traffic on the southbound side in the area of County Road 9 and Highway 21. Northbound lanes remain single lane as ramp work is completed and median barrier cables are installed. They hope to open everything up by October 12. News from around the state is next.